T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out on the Swartz-Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz-Carlton at 800. Justice, he usually joins us at noon, but today at 11:30, we welcome the king to the program. Of course, brought to our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. If you need to cater your holiday party, give Fwat a call. Fingers, Wings, and Other Things, Fwat, F-W-O-T. Give them a call at Fwat.com. Trust me, you'll love it. Great food, great people. And you'll be thrilled that you did with Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Let's welcome the King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
I'm just great. The reason we're doing it early is Carson, because the schedule kind of changed this week. Carson Wentz speaks at noon.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I hear all that in case something is said and hear some of the idiot questions that come from the assorted media.
Why are you ripping the media, Howard? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm not ripping all of them. They do have some really, really off-the-wall, ridiculous questions occasionally, so you listen for that.
You probably made a mistake or two through the years, though, right?
We're not talking about a mistake. We're talking about a ridiculous question, which you have asked, I'm sure, many times in your life.
I probably have. All right, Howard, let's get to it.
Do you talk to the duck when you take the bath? What question do you ask the duck?
No. Howard the duck, the rubber ducky. No, it was just me and JFK.
He denies duck usage.
I'm back to my JFK book. So it was me and JFK last night, reading about his years in the house.
You were in the bath last night?
Yeah. Prior to the Sixers game.
How long was it?
About an hour 15, maybe something like that.
Good Lord. Somewhere
in that range. How long was the book?
The book's about 700 pages. I'm in like the page 150 or something like that.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, well, I don't want to put you to shame, Howard. All right, Howard, do you think the Eagles are Howard, the Eagles, these last two wins, where do you stand on, I don't want to say are they definitively back, but where do you think they now are within this season as far as quality of team? Are they a quality football team today?
They're a good team. Obviously, they're not where they were. And they're starting to get players back, whether that's the reason or not. They're starting to play better, which they did last week. They did leave some points on the field, but there is progress, and they are better. And I think they're a better team than the Cowboys. So, and that's the only team in the division that you would really think has any semblance of quality. And I'm not sure that the Cowboys are all that good. But
Howard, what makes you say that you think they're a better team than the Cowboys?
Well, I think the Cowboys are, they're frauds. Here, the defense is good. Okay, we'll give them that. Their offense, they got one running back. They got a quarterback who was 24 for 28 against New Orleans and scored all of 13 points. 24 for 28 and all of 13 points. But he fumbled twice. He got sacked 7 times because he doesn't know what the hell he's looking at, and he's afraid to make a throw, and that's a problem. That's where, that's why I don't think he's all that wonderful. And the quarterback for the Eagles is still better than the quarterback for the Cowboys.
Right.
So, and that's what drives a football team. So I think that they're better because on offense, I think they're better.
Well, hold on. Dak Prescott is not what drives their offense. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott is what drives their offense.
And when they stop him, what happens?
Well, they didn't stop him 2 weeks ago.
They didn't stop him 2 weeks ago. The Eagles played a terrible game. And by the way, Grugier Hill, if I remember correctly, that was the game he had the interception, but he had the cast on one hand and couldn't intercept it. That's what Dak Prescott does. So he makes mistakes, and they need turnovers to win a game. I just think they're a better team. Are they that much better? I'm not sure they're that much better, but I think they're a better team. And thus, I think because I don't think Dallas is really a home field advantage the way most
places
are.
I agree with that.
It's just too big. There's the noise. The noise in stadiums. And that noise, I just don't even notice the noise because people are so far away. They're like in the next county. That stadium's so big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of a joke. It's too big. to get a home field advantage. And I don't think that's going to be an advantage. The Eagles have had success there, and I think they'll win. And I thought they were a better team before. They just didn't play like a better team, and they made mistakes. They got to win the plus-minus in turnovers, and they do that, and there's no way they lose the game.
I do think it's encouraging that our offensive line is playing better. Their defensive line is so stout, though. I mean, that's a great matchup. I think that's where the game is won or lost. But what do you think about Kamu Grugier-Hill's choke comments?
I have absolutely no problem with it because this game is for first place. If you can't get up for this game because of the magnitude of the game and you need bulletin board material or you need social media material or whatever, wherever they pick up what was said, then you shouldn't be on the team and you shouldn't be playing in the game because the game itself, just the Eagles and the Cowboys should drive you. The fact that it's the Eagles and the Cowboys, you can put away the Eagles by winning the game. Does it really matter what Grugier-Hill said? I don't think it makes any difference. I think that's old school stuff, and these are new school guys. 5 minutes after they heard it, they forgot it. And by the way, the Cowboys, we know from their history, do choke. So he was correct.
Lately they have, yeah. Howard, what do you know about some of the defensive backs and whether some of these guys are going to get in there on Sunday?
Well, Sidney Jones, I think, played every snap last week, and that's a plus. Vontae Maddox, I guess we'll find out more today and tomorrow on where he is. I don't think that Jordan Hicks will be back. That's a tough injury. And you got to make sure it's healed, otherwise you've lost him for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And who am I missing?
Jalen Mills.
I saw him in a boot again yesterday, so I questioned whether he'll be back as well. So
what about Timmy Jernigan?
Jernigan and I'll throw in Peters there too. I'm told they'll both be fine. Jernigan had back spasms. Unless that happens again, that it wasn't an injury; it was a spasm. Which was it, the injury. They say he's, I'm told he's fine, and Peters just got rolled up on. And I saw him walking off the field without any problem. So he'll be all right. And those are the two things. Those are two players. Jernigan really does add something to that defensive line in the rotation. Really is important. And you create pressure on Dak. He doesn't know what the hell to do. He's in no man's land.
Yeah, we've seen that from Dak before. Howard, let me ask you a question here. It's sort of unrelated to the Eagles. We talked about Grugier-Hill, but I made the point in the beginning of the show, part of why I like the Grugier-Hill thing is as a fan of sports, I want to have fun. I want to be entertained. And I kind of miss some of the old school smack talk, even sometimes hatred, you know, that would be out there organization to organization, player to player. Do you miss, I mean, you know how it is. These coaches at press conference, 99.9% of the time, it's a buttoned up answer. It's non-offensive. Do you miss some of the stuff with the old days? Like, as a fan of sports, do you wish we had some of that back, or do you think the hey, let's everyone give a PC answer is better or wiser?
No, I don't like PC answers. And the Eagles, I mean, Jason Kelsey has been outspoken. Malcolm Jenkins has been outspoken. But you find too many teams, hockey guys usually don't say a darn thing.
No.
The baseball players now are in the same mode, mostly young guys, and they don't say anything. So, and the basketball guys, Joel Embiid's the only guy that says anything. And you really do like more of that.
I mean, it used to happen, you know, it used to happen all the time, And now it's like a shock if it happens.
Well, it's social media has probably changed that because maybe they just want to put it on social media. By the way, it's not social and it's not media. Some guys don't want to say anything because they know it'll be all over the place.
Yep.
Before he used to say it, and it used to stay basically in the city, and you'd have to read the newspaper. Now you find everything all over, whether it's social media, the internet, and it spreads to the country. And I was on a station in Dallas this morning, and they already knew about the Golden Tate comment, which was fun. I had no problem with it, you know, so give them they get the Grugier-Hill comment quickly. They get it very quickly.
Sure.
where before it might take a few days to get that far. So that's why I think you don't have it. But, I always like a player to say what he thinks and say what he feels and just let it go. And you're right, we don't get as much of that anymore.
Yep.
And we get very little of that. Yeah, I'd like to see more of that, too.
A guy who definitely doesn't say whatever he thinks is Carson Wentz. What is wrong with his accuracy lately, Howard?
I don't know. The one pass that, he knew he made a mistake trying to squeeze that ball in when he threw the interception in the end zone.
Yeah.
But the play that really has to be made, and it was so easy, is the one to pass to Nelson Aguilar. And he's just a little off. He's just a little off. I mean, I was told by one of the coaches, he was so open, he just tried to push the ball, to throw the ball. So you just got to get back to getting a feel, and I thought he had a little more of a feel for the game. Obviously, this last game, he's kind of crazy game. He had some really, really good throws, and then you say, how did he make that throw? I think he's getting better at it, and those kind of things have to come natural. It's I'll compare it to golf, and I know Joe doesn't play. John, I don't know if you play.
Howard, you can caddy for me anytime you want.
Oh, yeah, Joe, I'll challenge you. I give you a stroke hole and kick your ass.
I'll take that bet.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
No cheating, Joe. No gimmies.
All right. No gimmies at all. Stroke a hole. What are we betting here, Howard? $100?
Well, we'll get to that later because we're not playing it in this weather.
No, we're not. We're not. But don't start backpedaling here.
No, I'm not backpedaling.
Okay, that's what it sounded like. You see, you started, going there.
We'll have plenty of time to do that. But anyway, I wanted to compare it to a golf swing. It's like you don't, if you're in a groove and you're playing well, you don't think about the fundamental things you have to do. And Carson may still be doing, and I don't know that. He hasn't said that. But maybe he's still thinking about that a little bit. It's a natural thing, and I think it looked like it was more natural last week against the Redskins.
All right, King, have a great trip to Dallas. I look forward to when the weather comes out, and I'm going to whoop you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Okay, well, then give me strokes, big mouth. But anyway,
no, I'm not the one that said it. No need for me to do so.
You're not an athlete. It's a joke.
And you're the epitome of an athlete.
You know what? Yeah. The best activity you have is in your bathtub. But I want to mention I'm on with Joe Gilio tonight, and I've got a lot of info on Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
Good.
Ridiculous thing.
All right, King.
We'll do that tonight.
All right, King. We'll be listening tonight. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, there he is, the King. He was backpedaling already.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.